Vern, you worked the Winter Olympics in 92, 94, 98, I believe, for the network. And, of course, you followed the Winter and Summer Games for years. Do you think that folks follow the Olympic events as much as they have in years past?
I get a sense that they don't follow them quite as much. And I think particularly that's true of Vancouver that's coming up. I just sense a general lack of a buzz about the games. And I live in a ski resort, and we've got 17 athletes who either live in Steamboat Springs or train in Steamboat Springs. And even there, where you would expect to have a lot of conversation about what's going to happen in Vancouver, I don't get the sense that it's that prominent on anybody's radar.
What do you think is the reason for that?
I don't know. I really don't know. There just seems to be a real lack of awareness that that the Olympics are going to take place.
You know, when I think of your covering the Olympics, I immediately think of figure skating, of course. Is figure skating the event that you like the most?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely it was. I just accidentally fell into that. I can vividly remember when we were awarded the Olympic Games at CBS in the late 80s, and our first one was going to be in 1992. And as I just mentioned, I live in a ski resort, so I naturally assumed that I would get a chance to do the alpine events, the downhill slalom, giant slalom. Billy Kidd was then our CBS analyst. He's the director of skiing at Steamboat and a good friend. So I thought, well, it's just so natural. And then I got the call from New York, and they said, you're doing figure skating. And my initial reaction was not really positive. The dirty little secret that I've managed to keep now for, what, almost 20 years, 18 for sure since the 92 Olympic Games in Albertville, I didn't know one jump from the other. And that's where my dear friend Scott Hamilton saved my professional reputation, because every time a jump was about to come up, he would reach over and just tap me on the forearm as if to say, shut up now, and I'll take it. And we've remained dear friends, and I've grown to love the sport.
Are there other events that you especially enjoy from the Winter Games?
Yes, there are. There's one particularly, and I think it would surprise folks. But again, it goes back to where I live in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Over the course of the last half century, maybe even more than that, our little community has sent now more than 80 athletes to the Winter Games. 80. It's astounding. And the most prominent of those who have represented our country from Steamboat are the Nordic Combined guys. And Todd Lodwick is kind of the leader of that group. He grew up in Steamboat, and I've known Todd for better than 20 years. Johnny Spillane is another Steamboat native who's a part of the group, and a young man named Bill DeMong, D-E-M-O-N-G, is from upstate New York, but he's lived in Steamboat for a decade. And those three kids, Todd's in his 30s now, and this will be his fifth Olympic Games. That's Al Order-like. But they might medal in Vancouver. They've gotten that good. So our whole community is going to be watching that event, the Nordic Combined. It's a combination of ski jumping and cross-country racing, and it's really not on anybody's radar in our country. It's enormously popular in Scandinavia, as you can imagine.